Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's Speaking Tips podcast. I am Leanne Turner, your amazing host. If you wanted to learn how to have more confidence when you're speaking, I am your girl. You are in the right place. So today I wanted to talk about, you know, like each week I talk about a different topic, could be like mindset, pronunciation. Today, my loves, I wanted to talk about prepping and planning what it is you're going to speak about. Like, even when I'm doing this podcast, I have a wide idea what I'm going to say. Like, I know I'm going to tell you about like planning and all these things. And even myself, I do plan in like what I'm going to say. Like, I plan in like the topics that I want to cover for each podcast. So show you, for example, like I plan it all out like on an Excel sheet. Like each week I think I want to hit this, or someone's asked me a question about that, and I'll add it into my notes section and stuff. So if for those of you who've seen my behind the scenes videos online, you'll see like how I get down and do it. So I'll just create like an Excel sheet. It's the simplest way. If you know a better way, tell me, yeah. Let a girl know as well. So I'll just have out like my Excel sheet in front of me, and I'll just go through my topics. And I always record in bulk, because when I want to talk, I'll get into the zone. You know, you got to get into the zone to do some stuff. So for those of you who are watching on video, amazing. And I just want to show you my planner. I think if you're going to talk about something, you need to have a plan. Have a plan. What are you going to say? What you want the listeners to get out of it? Or else you're just chatting for the sake of chatting. And you can do that anytime, not on like money making time. Do you know what I'm saying? So here is, for those of you watching online, this is like the plan I've got. It's like on Excel. It's got different headers on the date, the topic, whether I've recorded it, if I've uploaded it and stuff. These are all the topics I'm going to go through and talk about and stuff like that. So for those of you who, that's how I kind of plan out my podcast. I know that a lot of the time I get feedback about, I want to do this, or I want to do that, I want to talk about this, etc. So I always make sure that I put the topics out. So I know arrangedly, I'm going to talk about mindset here. I'm going to talk about prepping and planning pronunciation. I might go over and talk about the key. I always love to as well make sure I talk about the key stuff that you guys ask me every single week. I'll get a DM or a question. Someone will stop me, ask me this question or that, you know. So I always make sure I feed that into the podcast. So you're getting what you need. Yeah. So today I'm going to talk about planning and prepping. And you know me, I love a good plan. I'll have an Excel sheet. I will have Canva. I'll have Trello, and I love using Google calendars to plan it all out. I've got alarms on my phone, the whole works. You know, if I could make a plan for a plan, then I'll do that. But you got to be effective at the same time. Do you know what I'm saying? So planning is needed to be a confident speaker, so that what is in your mind you can actually get out and deliver, and that what your listeners are expecting, you can actually have put it into your mind, cultivated it, made it, I like that word, cultivated it, put it into a big deep meaning, coming off of your facts, your evidence and your stories and your examples and your experience to deliver. Because people are coming to you for a solution. Whether it's you're coming to me, you want to know how to speak confident, you want to know, Leanne, I don't speak confidently, how can I do it? Fine, I'm your girl. So I know that's your need, and I can tell you the how and how I'm going to help you do it. If you go to the dentist, you want to know, listen, my teeth is hurting me, I need to know what's wrong. How can you fix it? You go to the hospital. My leg is hurting me. How can you fix it? You go shopping. I want to go and buy some spinach. Where is it? How much is it? You got it. I'm taking it. You know, so it's like you just need solutions to your problems, yeah? Everyone has a problem. Everyone's trying to solve one. There you go. So planning and preparation is so key to be an effective speaker. So you don't ramble, start talking about all different type of things. Talk about your shopping, your holiday, your friend, your man, all these different things. Yeah. So I think if you want to be a confident speaker, whether you're going to talk at training, you're going to talk in an interview, you're going to be on a date, you're going to have a podcast, whatever it is you want to do, talk about what you know, what you got a passion for, because all of that comes out when you talk. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if you ask me to talk about Pythagoras' theorem, trigonometry, all of them things, I'm not interested in maths. I like making money, yes, but I'm not interested in maths and trigonometry, getting out the compass, and all that. I'm not interested. I'm really not interested. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to talk about that with passion. You know what I'm saying? So choose a topic that you know about, that you're knowledgeable about. Whether it is you make the baddie red velvet cakes, if you do, please send me your number. I love red velvet cake. If you are knowledgeable about athletics or football or NBA or I don't know, the little tiny things that make up your phone or whatever it is, if you can deliver what you're saying with passion, you're going to engage people into that passion. Okay, research your topic thoroughly. Even if you know it, research it, because there's always something new happening. Life never stops. You need to learn. Be a learner of life. Gather as much supporting evidence, whether you've seen, you know, a podcast, you've gone on AI, you've gone on YouTube, gone on TED Talk, you've read a book, whatever. Find out what's current and be able to deliver that, because people come to you to say, expect you to have done all the research, because people ain't trying to come and do the research themselves. They want you to do it and just deliver it to them in nice little bite-sized chunks, yeah? So organize your thoughts as well into like a nice organized speech structure, because the way you think may not be the way how people need to receive the information. Does that make sense? So I want to talk to you about, like today I'm talking about planning and prepping. I started off talking to you about the apps that I might use to plan out my life, my week. Then I'm talking about the little nitty-gritty things that you need to know about to have a good structured talk. So think it through in your mind. What would be your introduction? Where would you go for paragraph or part A, part B, part C? And how are you going to wrap it all up and talk about, you know, this is what you asked for. This is how I gave it to you. Do you know what I'm saying? So almost like if you're good at writing essays, it's the same way you've got to think out a talk. Like you've got to move people for a journey, for a story. This is the question. This is the problem. This is the solution. You know, that's how you've got to kind of deliver it when you're talking. And rehearse what you're saying. I'm not a fan of like reading off the notes. That's not me. I think you need to go through it and mull it over. Let it marinate, you know, like a good jerk chicken or curry goat and rice. Let it marinate in your mind about what you're going to say, how you're going to do it. And then deliver. Relax, deliver. You can do it. People are there to listen to you for a reason, because you've got something that they ain't got. You got the solution to their problem. So go for it. So relax, rehearse, and deliver. And try somehow, some way, if you can anticipate the questions, if you're going to go for an interview, if you gave some big story about how you did six figures in 6 months or whatever your company in sales, you need to be able to deliver the evidence to back it up. No, you need to be able to back your chat, my dear. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So rehearse and anticipate questions, like what you're going to say if you're doing a training, or if you're on a date, like if you're on a date and someone's talking to you about like what's your goals and dreams and that, try and have some ideas about some goals and dreams, girl. Try and deliver something. Put your best foot forward, yeah. And there's always someone's gonna ask you some question that you never even thought of. But have a wide idea of like if it marks this, but don't worry about it. Just have a wide idea of, if you know your topic, you can answer any question on it. Or you can say the person, I have to come back to you, yeah. And be familiar if you're going to a venue, you're going to speak in person, if you're going for an interview, going for a date, know where you're going, know the venue, the layout, the size of it, etc. Or if you're recording, like a lot of times interviews and stuff are done on video, test out the software. If you've never used Teams, or you must have used Teams or Zooms by now, you never used Teams, or some people use some other software, I forgot. Teams, Zoom, and whatever the software is, test it out before the interview or the training or the meeting, etc. So you can be familiar with how does it work. I need my mic on, camera off, change the background, all of that stuff, yeah? And as you say, I need to practice more, I'll preach this one. Arrive early if you can. Don't just go on the time, on the money. Arrive earlier so you've got a chance to kind of calm, cool it down, go ladies, fix up and ting. So you can be there in the right state rather than a rush state, because no one likes the rushed meeting. It just don't feel right. You just don't feel the person's giving you their all, their whole heart, their whole attention. So try as much as you can. And I know that life happens, but try as much as you can to get into the event, the meeting, the interview, the date a little bit earlier, so you can appear calm, cool and collected. If you've had a chance to gather your thoughts, you can do that. And as well, you know what I'm saying? Like if you got there early, you'd have a chance to do like some deep breathing, reminding yourself who who created you, how God created you so great and amazing. Just remind yourself, because your own mind can be your own worst enemy. And I'm always talking to you about mindset. If you didn't hear this month's podcast on mindset, scroll back through the episodes, listen to the one on mindset, because your own mind can be your own worst enemy. It can be your best friend, but your own worst enemy. So make sure that your thoughts, your process, and in your mind are delivering, and they're strong, they're positive, they're affirmations of how great you are, how good you are. Make sure that your mind is on game day mode. Whatever it is you're going to talk about, wherever it is you're going to talk, make sure it's on game day mode. And practice having eye contact on camera. It's a little different from person to person. Have eye contact. And you know, I was talking about eye connection, where you're holding the eye for a little bit longer and then you move to the next person. Okay. So do that. It helps people to feel engaged in, like, you know, if you're doing face to face, it helps the connection. We as humans, we need connection, you know, and be yourself and just allow your personality to shine through. That's why I think half of you love listening to me, because yes, anybody's talking about speak confidently, public speaking, all of these things. But I think if you can allow your personality to come through, like I allow my personality to come through, that is what's going to engage people. That's what makes you unique. That is your unique selling point, who you are. Because anybody, as I say, can chat about this, how you speak confidently, this, how you do public speaking, this, how you do voice, all of that stuff. But I'm giving you me, which is, it's time to blow your own trumpet time. When it's time for you to talk, blow your own trumpet. Yes, do it humbly. I'm not saying be prideful, etc., but a bit humbly. But you've been given a unique skill, yourself, your own personality. Deliver that. There's only one you, and you only have one life. So when you're talking, you need to make sure that your strong, smooth, gorgeous, amazing personality comes out on the interview, in the date, on the training session, in the meeting. So no holds back, okay? That's what I want to encourage you. So I hope this has helped you in regards to planning and preparing. They're not like kind of like, yeah, it was kind of things like get a Trello and do Excel sheet, all of that stuff. But some of it is actually preparing your soft skills, your mind, your presentation, how you're going to go into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just prepare yourself in that way. And if you found my tips were helpful and you feel that like I can help you and you can get into the nitty-gritty, good, great, amazing. So if you've got an interview coming up, because I know some of you have, you're changing careers, and I'm like, power to you, girl, go for it. Always are people up to step up and improve. And I think that if you're someone that wants to improve and you've loved what you've heard from me today, you love my personality, and you feel that I can add more value into your life, then let me do that. Let me help you to improve the way you speak, because you're here for a reason, because you want to speak more confidently than ever before. Okay. So what I would think would be best for you to do right now, here's your homework. Get your pens out, get your notebooks out. Come, let's go. You need to go to my website, leanneturner.com, or click the link in my socials, wherever it is you are. And you need to get this amazing book. If you've got an interview coming up, you need to get this amazing book that I myself has created just for you, based on all the feedback, all the questions, all the client work and coaching I've done so far. It's called Now Your Next Interview, and how to speak confidently in the interview and get the job. There's a difference. Other people tell you how to perform in interviews. I tell you how to perform in interviews, and I tell you how you're going to nail the job. Yeah, if you follow what I say, you'll do better than what you've been doing before. And that's why you're here. Listen to me. Okay. So go onto my website, click the link in the post. You'll see it in the topics or whatever it is you're watching on. Go and get the book, How to Now Your Next Interview and How to Speak Confidently Like Never Before in Interviews. If it's time to level up your game, you want to improve, go for an interview, be confident in there, deliver your best self, then get that book. Don't be in your own way. Don't be your own worst enemy. Don't be in your own way. Don't block your blessing, my dear. Go and get the book. I'm here to help you. Let me help you. It's time to up your game. I'm here to help you level up in speaking more confidently. So thank you so much for coming in today, listening to me, laughing with me, having a great time. I always have a great time with you. And I'm going to see you on the next episode. And I cannot wait to hear about all your good stuff. Let me know as well. Just DM me on Instagram, etc., about all the good stuff, how the tips I've said to you have helped you, you used in interview, in a training session or a meeting. Let me know, because I love to hear how great you guys are doing as well. Okay. I will see you, my love, in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed and you got loads of tips and hints and gems, and you are ready to put them in place this very week, this very day.
so you can be that woman who speaks with more confidence than ever. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to step up your game, you've listened to the podcast, a couple of episodes here and there, you've seen me on social, see my tips and gems that I'm giving out, but you need to step it up a little gear, Okay, brilliant. I want you to come onto my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out my audiobook series that I've got. And it helps you with a range of different topics, from what's the psychology of the voice, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, get a strong voice, interviews, so many different. There's 10 audiobooks in the audiobooks bundle, all voiced by yours truly. And you can, all you got to do is sit down, listen, well, when you're walking on the treadmill, going on the commute, looking after the children, all you got to do is listen and learn and implement all the gems and tips I give you. So if you love listening to the podcast, you are going to love the audiobook series. Go to my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out the Speaking Tips audiobooks bundle.